Hi everybody, this is Will Bowen with today's Jumpstart. Well, I'm continuing here in Hollywood Beach, Florida. And we just finished a series on love. 1 Corinthians 1:13. I wanted to delve into that because I actually wrote 1 Corinthians 1:13 down every single day for a year. It took me about 7.5 minutes each time I fell, but I never missed a day. Whether I was sick, or out on the road, or whatever. And when I was a young boy, there was another piece of literature that inspired me. My mother actually gave me this in my birthday card when I was 17 years old. And I memorized it. I can remember driving to school and repeating the words over and over in my head to make sure that I learned this particular poem. The poem is If by Rudyard Kipling. Many people know it, I'm sure you know it. What I want to do is give you my take on it, and more importantly, get you to think about it yourself. Because there's a reason that works like this become so well known. The reason is they're so applicable to so many of us. So If by Rudyard Kipling. And I'm just going to start with the first part and go that way. I won't recite the entire thing to begin with. If you can keep your head while all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. This sounds like somebody working for an IT department, right? You know how everything just breaks and goes crazy when the computers go down now? And yet, in my first job, we had electric typewriters. That was it. Didn't even have beepers then. But nowadays, something goes wrong with the internet and everybody freaks out. And so everybody comes after the person who's supposed to be in charge of this. And we're left with that admonition. If you can keep your head while all about you are losing theirs. How powerful. When everybody is freaking out, my mother used to have this saying, when in danger or in doubt, run in circles, scream and shout. Let me say that again. When in danger or in doubt, run in circles, scream and shout. That's what most people do. When they're in danger, they run in circles and they scream and shout, which does absolutely nothing to resolve the issue. You know, they found that when you're in anxiety and upset, not only can you not implement ideas, you don't have them. Your mind shuts down. When you're stressed, your mind is shut down because you're in fight or flight mode. So when everything is going wrong and everybody is looking at you and blaming you, if you can keep your head while all about you are losing theirs and blaming you. Boy, I remember, and I've shared this in some of my books, the church where I began the complaint-free movement had one minister for 40 years. And then they'd had two others come in, and the people there ran him off because he wasn't the guy who had been there for 40 years, basically. I came in with an expectation that things would be different for me, and they were. The church became very successful under me, but that didn't change the idea of people wanting to run the minister out and run the church themselves. And they did. And that was probably one of the hardest times. I know it was. Top two or three hardest times of my life was a year of people trying to get me kicked out and blaming me for everything up to and including the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. I mean, anything they could say about me, they did. It wasn't true. And I just took it. Not only did I take it, but every Sunday I got up and I spoke and I didn't even acknowledge it. I just gave my very best to try and encourage these very same people to have a good life. They were definitely losing their heads and blaming it on me. Well, it often takes going through something like that to realize that we have the capacity to go through something like that. I hope you never have to, but the question is, when all about you are losing their heads, freaking out, can you stay calm? One of the things I like to say to myself is, I got this. That's it. Whenever something happens, I got this, I got this, I got this, I got this. Allows you to stay calm and to stay centered. And what's amazing is, you know what? Ultimately, you're gonna have to get that. You're going to resolve it. So chill, let it happen, and enjoy your day. And we'll talk tomorrow. Bye-bye.